potatoes have not been marketed at a generic level in Australia for maybe 30 years. Potatoes are considered by many to be fattening. They're considered to be high in carbohydrates and bad carbs. They're certainly considered to be inconvenient by many, and they've become boring to many. So we know, of course, in the industry and to many of those more discerning consumers, that that's just not the case. They are fabulously healthy for you. They have more vitamin C than an orange, more potassium than a banana. I think what's happened is potatoes have lost market share to other carbohydrates like rice and pasta, which have become incredibly trendy.
Trendy is clearly the word there. They're being spoken about, they're being used in different ways on the different cooking shows, and we've forgotten about the old spud.
And the industry needs to turn around, and we try not to use that word spud either, Danny. We're sophisticating it. It's called potato, and we need to elevate it to a very high position in everyone's repertoire as a fabulous thing.
So we're not playing on the old traditional spud, the old favourite.
Well, I'm not. I always push the word potatoes at every possible opportunity.
A keynote speaker at the conference will be Potatoes New Zealand Chief Executive Champak Mehta. The visit comes despite ongoing debate over whether Australia should allow imports of New Zealand potatoes. Local producers fear imports could bring disease like zebra chip, but Mr. Mehta has rejected concerns as invalid. Miss Davis says it's just one point of disagreement in an otherwise important relationship.
What we really want to hear about is opportunities for Trans-Tasman collaboration, like an ANZAC sort of strategy, but also we really want to learn how they have been so successful at exporting. New Zealand sits way above Australia as far as both export capability and capacity. They certainly are driven by agribusiness, so they have become exceptionally good at doing that, but there are certainly lessons to be learnt from that experience.
What type of collaboration exists already between the two countries?
There's certainly collaboration at a research level, and that needs to continue. And I won't dodge the subject of zebra chip and the importation of potatoes from New Zealand. That, of course, is still undecided. The Senate have handed down recommendations, but the federal government hasn't yet handed down the decision on that import possibility.
It hasn't soiled the relationship between the two countries and the potato industry groups.
Well, absolutely not. I mean, I think it's very clear that Australia doesn't want those potatoes for processing or for anything else. We do not want New Zealand potatoes to enter this country. But there's no point in having a fight over that at this stage. That's not relevant. The important thing is really to collaborate, because there are so many areas in which the two countries can collaborate.
Sure. I know a big focus, Ms. Davis, has been on exporting into Indonesia. Have you got any updates on how that's going?
Australian potatoes have been exported into many southern Asian countries, but our export statistics are particularly poor. About 2% of the Australian crop is exported. So Indonesia has been a focus. We don't have access there for seed potatoes at the moment. Mm. And the focus is really because it's our closest neighbour. There are, 260 million people there, of which 50 million are in have high disposable incomes who would seek potatoes of high quality. We just really need to have a concerted, not ad hoc approach, but really coordinated approach to exporting from all states in Australia together to Asia.